Gary Nicholson is a number one hit songwriter, two-time Grammy-winning producer, recording artist, world-traveling performer, and session guitarist. There are over 500 recordings of his songs, from country, blues to rock and roll. Some artists who have recorded his songs include My Mum's Favorite, Bonnie Raitt, My Uncle's Favorite, Willie Nelson, Robert Plant, Etta James, Kleb Moe, Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac, and my favorite, Ringo Starr. Gary has been so lucky to have written songs with Ringo Starr. He has collaborated on over 5 records with Ringo. In 2003, Gary co-wrote the song, Never Without You, about George Harrison. He recorded the song with Ringo. Gary is currently working on some new songs with Ringo. I am so excited to have him on the show today. Gary, can you tell us how the Beatles' music influenced your life as a musician and songwriter?
Well, the Beatles were my very strongest influence in my teenage years. I was introduced to music with folk music, and then my sister was 10 years older than me, and she loved Elvis. So in 1956, I was 6 years old, but my sister was crazy about Elvis, and she was 16. I got to see the birth of rock and roll through the 50s and learn songs of Chuck Berry and those kind of pre-Beatle rock and roll things, Buddy Holly and Fats Domino and Jerry Lee Lewis. But when the Beatles occurred, soon I had a collarless coat and a Beatle band, and we did covers of all the Beatles songs, and we made ourselves a decent PA, and we sang all the harmonies so good that we won all the talent shows at the various sock hops around and stuff. And so the Beatles were just incredible influence. I think I had never played a B minor chord before I tried to play one in a Beatles song. My band learned to sing harmony by singing A Taste of Honey by the Beatles. It was something we could harmonize on. And then learning the harmonies to all those songs, it taught me about harmony singing. All the rhythms, the rhythm guitar of the Beatles was an incredible influence before I even really dug into the blues more heavily. That Beatle band was the start of it, and I was playing at the Cellar in Fort Worth at age 16 with my Beatle band was called the Untouchables. We had a lot of fun, and I've reconnected with some of those guys. And then as far as the songwriting part of it, of course, the structures to the Beatles songs, you know, for all of us, it gave us a template to know how a song is formed. And the great thing about the structure of Beatles songs is they were getting their structure from all the great American songbook songs and all the early rock and roll that they were exposed to and all their heroes, which were our American heroes from Motown and Stax and everything. And so they absorbed all that stuff and then spit it back out at us and gave us a way to approach music. They just kind of formed pop music for my whole generation, really. Yeah, that's what makes it so unbelievably amazing to me that I'm able to work with Ringo. You know, sometimes I just look at him and he's sitting there and he's a Beatle. I'm still amazed that I get to do that. So,
Gary, can you tell us a funny Ringo story?
Yeah, this last time I was working with Ringo, it was the first time I'd ever written the song, and then we both played at the same time. So it was me playing guitar and singing the scratch vocal of the song, and Ringo on the drums, just the two of us. And I started playing the song, which is a real rockabilly song called Shake It Up. It's our newest song. I was playing it, and I thought, this is too fast. Can we slow it down a bit? So he said, sure. So he slowed it down, and he slowed it down like exactly 3 clicks on a drum machine. We played the same groove. Everything was perfect, just the way it was, but it was slowed down just like about 3 clicks on a drum machine. So we kept going, and I was thinking, oh, I got it too slow. I think the groove isn't right. Let's go back. And I said, hey, man, sorry, but let's go back to where we were before. And he said, okay, let's go back. And he went back exactly to that same tempo that we were at before. And I looked at the engineer, and he had a little metronome, and he showed me that it was just exactly, I just thought it was uncanny that he was able to have that wow. acute a sense of tiny increments of tempo and to be able to change it and go back like that. But he's an amazing drummer. I don't know if he gets enough credit for being one of the greatest drummers ever because he invented all those parts for those Beatles records.
Wake up, baby. Let your love light shine. Wake up, baby, let your love light shine. When the sun goes down, I'm gonna damn the lucky stars, you're mine. Once in a while, you got to throw your
dog. Gary, you have been so lucky to work with Ringo Starr and you have become his friend. Can you tell us how you first met Ringo, and what led to that meeting?
I had a writing appointment with Mark Hudson, and he had been working with Ringo. And so I generated the idea of Never Without You because I was a huge George Harrison fan, and I wanted to pay tribute to George and have a song that Ringo could play tribute to George. So Mark and I wrote the bones of the song, and we made a demo, and Mark sang it, and Mark can sing just like Ringo. It sounds just like him. And so we put it down, and then they recorded it. Mark told me I was in Los Angeles, and he said, come by the session, we're recording. So I went to the studio, which was just like an office building next to a Jeep dealership off Wilshire, off the 405 in L.A. And you go up the back stairs, and then you go to room number 9 and knock on the door, and Ringo answered the door. And it was, they had like a Golemae suit of Elvis on the wall, and just Beatles stuff all over the walls, and a little Pro Tools rig there, no acoustic treatment really, but that's where they were doing their recording, and one room had drums in it and amps. So that day I played the 12-string rhythm guitar part on the Never Without You, and got to be a part of that record as a player as well. And as I was putting the part down, I was asking Ringo, well, should it be a straight eighths up and down strum, or should it be more of an Orbison-ish kind of a lilt to the strumming? And he said, no, play the straight eighths, that's what George would have done. And so at that moment it hit me that, wow, he was there making all those records with those guys. So that was my first meeting with Ringo.
It was fun, and we couldn't lose. Times were right, overnight, we were headline news. Crazy days and reckless nights, limousines and bright spotlights. We were brothers through it all. And your song will play on without you. And this world won't forget about you. Every part of you was in your song. Now we will carry on. Never without you, within you, without you. Here comes the sun, is about you. Here today, not alone, with my memories. Life is strange, how things change. It's reality. You played a beautiful melody that keeps on haunting me. I can always feel you by my side. And your song will play on without you. is about you. I know all things must pass, and only love will last. I'll always love the memory of you and me.
Take me where it
is. And your song will play on without you. This world won't forget about you. Every part of you was in your song.
Gary, how many songs have you written with Ringo Starr?
I think there's now six songs. The first one was Never Without You, and then there was another one that went along with that. And then these two that we just did, Give More Love and Shake It Up. Then there's Peace Dream that we co-wrote with Gary Wright, another old friend of mine who played in Ringo's All-Star Band. I'm trying to think of the other one, but anyway, there's six of them. Two in one day for this last session.
Can you tell us about your favorites?
That as far as my favorite song that I've written with Ringo so far, it's like I kind of lean towards Never Without You because it was the first one, but I really love a new song that we just got that Ringo sings so well, and it's called Give More Love, and it's very Beatly kind of a song, and so I'm really happy about that, and that's kind of one of my favorites.
Sometimes this world can be a hard place. We wonder where we go from here. So many everything they have, it's hard to know what we can do. Give more love, give more love, it's what we know we need more of. From the heart, let it start to spread to everyone. Up to you, there's something you can do. Give more love, give more love, give more love. So many times when hearts are broken, so many angry words get spoken. Let's all try to understand. Reach out a helping hand. Find a way to make it right. Give more love, give more love. It's what we know we need more of. From the heart, let it start. Spread to everyone. Now it's up to you. There's something you can do. Give more love. Give more love. Give more love. Gotta be another way to get us to a better day. Together we can make a change. Give more love, give more love. It's what we know we need more of. From the heart, let it start. Everyone, now it's up to you. There's something you can do. Give more love, 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 give more love.
What is your favorite Beatles song, and is there a version of this song sung by you or another artist that you like?
Well, as far as a Beatles cover, it seemed like I remember Ray Charles doing Yesterday. I know that I would like that. As far as a favorite Beatles song, that's a really tough thing because there's so many that I don't even know where to start. But because of my particular affection for George Harrison and his music, George and I have the same guru, which is Paramahansa Yogananda. And so Within You, Without You is a special song in that regard. I guess it's John Lennon, though, that would be accredited with Imagine, which I love. And, you know, it's like there's so many songs, I don't even know where to start with a favorite Beatles song.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Yeah. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe yesterday.
Gary, do you have a fun Beatles story you would like to share?
Well, I went to see the Beatles in Houston, 1965, I guess it was, and I had a Beatle band. We were just crazy about the Beatles, and I'd missed them in Dallas because the silliest thing, the night they played in Dallas the year before, I had a gig with my Beatle band playing Beatles songs, and it was a VFW hall or something, and we thought it was so important for us to go and do our gig that we didn't go to the Beatles show. So I was trying to make up for it by driving to Houston with my band, and we went, and it was kind of first come, first serve at the Astrodome, I guess is where it was, yeah. And so we waited in line for like 4 or 5 hours because you're going to be in line to run and get your seat. It's like whoever could get to the seat fast enough. Really, that's how the seating worked. And so while we're in the line for the doing of it, I had an old Mexican gut string guitar that we just didn't care about, that we had, that we were playing Beatles songs while we're in line waiting. And so there were these girls there that wanted to learn to play the chords to the Beatles songs. So we were there in line so long that we actually taught this girl how to
how to strum. She played a little guitar. We showed her how to play four or five Beatles songs. And so the doors opened and we scrambled and we all got in and we're watching the Beatles. And my buddies would hand me the binoculars so that when George's solo came up, I would be the one with the binoculars who could see George's hands to see if I'd been playing the solos correctly from the record. You know, and I looked down while I was looking through the binoculars and checking them out as good as I could through all the screaming. I looked down and that girl had her head down and she was trying to practice her guitar, trying to practice her Beatles songs. So anyway, that's one goofy Beatles story for you.
Are you currently working on something we can look forward to?
As far as something new going on for me, I'm so excited to have a new song recorded by Willie Nelson. The day that Merle Haggard passed, I wrote this song, and I sent it to Willie that night, just my guitar vocal of the song. I sent an email to Willie with the song, and I woke up the next morning, and at 2:45 in the morning, he had texted me from Hawaii to say that he wanted to play the song on the radio the next day. So he played my simple phone tape of the song on his radio show the next day, and then he let me know about a month later that he had sent me a text that he wanted to record the song. And I took a picture of the text. I still have that. Anyway, I went over and sang the scratch vocal while they recorded the track, and then they brought the track to Austin for Willie to sing. And then yesterday I woke up to get to see the video of the song on YouTube, and it's called He Won't Ever Be Gone, and it's a tribute to Merle. So that's a great thing that's going on. Other stuff is I've been writing with Trey Anastasio from Phish. And we've got four songs, and we recorded those. And it's really great. I have a wonderful writing experience with Trey. He's fantastic. And I just had a song recorded by Michael McDonald that we wrote 15 years ago. I'm excited about that. And I've written four more songs with Joe Bonamassa for his next record, and some more songs for Buddy Guy's upcoming record as well. And so I'm just doing whatever I do and hoping for the best.
Wrapped in fever and the way I am, blue collar blues for the working man. We'll be singing him back home from now on, and he won't ever be gone. Gone. His songs live on. A fugitive and a branded man. Mama tried to understand. Left us a lifetime of song. He won't ever be gone. We'll be singing him back home from now on. He won't ever be gone.
Gary, thank you for doing this interview. This has been a special treat.